This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is Sports Ball Day.
The big game.
Lots of people. And, you know, where can you say the name of the game and where can't you? We were discussing that right before the show. I think we can say that the Super Bowl is happening today, because that's true. It's a true fact.
That is a true fact.
But we would have to say something like, it's the big game edition of Free Talk Live.
There you go.
Because you can't market a thing along with the name of that game,
so
basically.
People,
for whatever reason.
The superb owl is how like they moved the how you pronounce the word. So if you see a lot of owl marketing
that's
around.
That's so funny. I've never heard that before.
That's completely ridiculous. So there's a not-for-human-consumption version of how you have to talk about football.
Well, you can talk about the game.
The big game.
You can talk about the Super Bowl. You just can't. And then this is just what I've heard, right? Like, they'll sue you. They'll sue, like, you know, Bob's Bar running a
big game
big
party.
Owl. What was it?
Superb owl.
Superb owl party.
Yeah, seems just not worth trying to figure out.
Yeah, if they're running advertising for that, then supposedly the NFL will come after them.
Right. It's worth trying to figure out if you don't want to get sued and you don't have.
Well,
money
no,
to
because
fight
the my then the other option would be just I'm going to ignore this.
It's just the most. I mean, it's so petty too. Like, why would they want to sue their fans? You know, like, it's not like the NFL has a chance. Like, if they shut down Bob's Bar for running a promotion on the radio, Bob's Bar buys a bunch of ads promoting this
thing.
Yeah, they don't have a competing party at a competing bar.
Using the term Super Bowl, but their other bars might do the same thing, right? Like, they could do the same thing. Either way.
Right, but the NFL doesn't own, like, a competing bar. You're not really, like, infringing. You're using their IP, but you're not really infringing on anything that they would be doing themselves.
Right. So, like, what is the benefit of going after Bob, the bar owner or whatever, and telling him, you better not do this again or we're suing you, or actually suing him or whatever? I mean, that's not good publicity. That's not the kind of publicity that you want. Wouldn't you want people to go out and experience the game? Because it doesn't matter to the NFL whether people are watching at home or watching at a bar, does it?
Well, it's probably just the lawyers going like, this is our IP, right? And it's probably not always just Bob's Bar.
But you can tell your lawyers, hey, leave these people alone.
Yeah.
You know, you could just tell the lawyers, okay, go after the pirates that are taking the broadcast and rebroadcasting it. Fine. I could understand that. I don't agree with it. I don't, support intellectual property. But, like, I could understand that.
Because they sell a competing version of that. Like, I think you can buy the show access for, like, specific games or season passes or whatever.
That would make sense. Yeah, and maybe they're mad because they don't want. Maybe they don't want people going to bars and watching the game because they want their numbers to go up.
Well, even then though, supermarkets, right? If you have the grocery sale on chips and beer,
right? The big game sale.
The big game sale, yeah. Right? Or if you're an electronics retailer like Best Buy or whatever, you got the TV sale for the big game.
Yeah, I guess it's the whole idea of, well, we didn't endorse this, so we don't feel comfortable having our name on it.
Sure.
That's probably what it is. It's so dumb.
It is dumb.
Yeah. But you've got something related to this whole fanaticism thing that's going on as we speak. And by the way, you can still listen to Free Talk Live and watch the big game all at the same time, because you don't really need the sound on, right?
No, you just watch the game.
Right. So
he needs to hear the commentators.
Exactly. So if you're still out there and you are, you know, listening to the show, thank you for being out there with us tonight. Our phones are open as they always are. We're back. Well, you guys didn't leave, but I was in Manchester. So actually, all three of us came from Manchester.
Yes.
In three separate cars.
Today. I was at the...
It's going to be banned soon.
The Alt Expo, which was a very good event, thrown together relatively short notice, but surprisingly well attended, all things considered. So if you missed that episode, you can grab that from the archives over at freetalklive.com from last night. All right, so this is about economics and
sure.
the Super Bowl.
So the headline is from FEE, the you know
the Foundation for Economic Education.
And so since this is you know that day, the Super Bowl economics, 12 stats on ticket prices, ad revenue, and money.
Now, are they risking being sued by using the term Super Bowl in the article headline?
Good question. Don't know.
Because it is just journalism, right? Like, there's there's a certain level, at least when it comes to copyright, and I don't know anything about trademark law, and nor am I a lawyer when it comes to copyright either, but at least I know to some extent with copyright there is something called fair use, okay. where if you take... whatever copyrighted work, you know, a piece of music or a movie or something like that, you can play that copyrighted work for the purpose of certain things, right? So you can do it for the purpose of commentary. You can do it for the purpose of parody. So there's, like, certain exemptions to being able to display that copyrighted work or to play back that copyrighted work. So I wonder if there's anything similar, you know, any similar protections with trademarks, meaning... Well, we want to talk. We want to be able to comment about this thing, this cultural phenomenon. So shouldn't FEE be able to put a headline together that has Super Bowl, those words, in it? Even though, arguably, if they were selling access to the story, wouldn't that be them making money off of the Super Bowl?
So I'm going to throw this out there then. Maybe it's formatting. They have the word super and then a space and then the word bowl.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're two words.
Okay. And,
right? Like, I've always seen it two words, Super Bowls.
When it rolls off the tongue, it's a Super Bowl. Like, no one goes, like, the Super Bowl, man.
Well, I mean, most people don't pause between words. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, so the Super Bowl has become more than just a game. However, for decades, it has been the most watched televised event in North America, routinely drawing audiences of more than 100 million viewers. Being at the Super Bowl is a sign of prestige, with attendees paying thousands of dollars for a single ticket.
Yeah, like even the crappiest tickets are very expensive at this game.
So is that list price, or is that what you actually pay for a ticket?
We can get into that, because that's one of the first...
You talk about on, like, the secondary market?
Yeah.
Or list,
Thousands of dollars for a ticket. Companies pay millions to get 30-second commercials before an audience. It's the one event that celebrity performers line up to play for free. So there's your influencer right there, right? You play for us for free, and then you get fans. Below are some stats that show why the Super Bowl, which started as a $12 per ticket event and was blacked out on TV because it didn't sell out, remains the biggest entertainment event in America.
Okay.
So you asked about ticket prices. Stat number one, the average price for a Super Bowl ticket is currently
$8,940. Oh, my God.
I hope that's not list price.
No, that's the list price.
Oh, that's the list price?
Right.
Where is it happening this year? Do you know?
Miami.
Okay.
So that,
because, I mean, it's bad enough to pay $8,000 for a ticket, but some of them are outdoors in, like, cold places, right?
I don't think they do that anymore.
No?
If you look at where the Super Bowl is, it's always
warm?
The southern warmer climate.
Okay.
Specifically for that. Like, Green Bay will never host the Super Bowl
Interesting.
At Lambeau Field at this point. Like, it would take a lot for them to go, like, yeah, you know what? Biggest game of the year? Frozen tundra? Let's do it. Not happening. Not happening. The average price for a scalped ticket... $8,264.
Okay, I forgot the original price.
$89.40.
So scalped is cheaper.
Surprisingly so, right?
Well, average, and you might have different tickets being scalped.
Right,
than...
The upper echelon. Yeah, okay.
Or the worst, you get worse tickets being scalped.
Okay, so
the price goes
up. You can go to the Super Bowl, or you can buy a car.
Basically, yeah. Decent used car. Yeah.
Put a down payment down on a house. Almost.
Well, I don't know where you can put a down payment on a house for $9,000, but...
In Keene, perhaps.
It's like, still a good chunk of money. I mean, $9,000 is a lot of money.
Right. And I don't know a lot of people going
alone. I think you could get, like, a new Kia for, like, just a tiny bit more than that.
I
don't think a lot of people are going alone, right? You're going with your buddy or your family or whoever, so that, you know, $40,000 for you and three friends.
Don't forget the hotel and, you know, whatever else you got to do to lay out just to go to town. And, of course, that's going to be sold out. So you're going to pay top-tier prices for hotel rooms. You know they're jacking up the rates for that weekend or that whole week, yep, basically, at the hotel. So, I mean, you're probably talking about another few grand just to get there and back.
Especially if you're waiting to see if, like, your team makes it. Right? Like, if you buy your tickets in advance and you get the hotel package, you know, as soon as they
go on sale.
No matter
who is going.
No matter who's going, yeah, you get your Super Bowl, you know, adventure in there. But if you're like, I'm waiting for KC, baby, and then what?
All right, more coming up here. If you want to weigh in on the big game, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I heard this week who's playing, but I don't remember who it is. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
We're going to continue talking about some of the economics of the Super Bowl that is happening now, I presume, at least. I think, what is it, normally like 6 p.m. or 6:30 kickoff or something like that?
That sounds about right. 6:15 or so.
It's been a couple of years since I don't remember the last Super Bowl I saw, honestly, but I've seen a few of them over my lifetime, more when I was a kid. You know, you'd go over to like a family's house or whatever, and the games would be on, that sort of thing. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is brought to you by local.bitcoin.com, and that is a great way for you to get Bitcoin Cash. You can use dozens of payment methods. It's a global system that is actually respectful of your privacy, meaning that you don't have to show identification in order to create an account, which really sets the site apart from a lot of its competition. Get over to local.bitcoin.com and buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts before we continue on the story that you have, Richie Rich. First, David is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that Super Bowl movement, and I'm...
There you go.
Frankly, I don't give a damn. But
really? From San Francisco? You're like calling it? Not caring? No,
because they're in the game, right?
They're in the game.
Well, there is...
He's not in the game.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, it's funny. You know, I'm kind of a type A personality, and when I was a kid, I used to play football, and nobody had a helmet, right? Just sandlot kind of stuff, you know? And, man, I cracked my head so many times. I got so many people hurt. You know, everybody'd be limping home at the end of the game. And it wasn't a game after a while. So I figured out it's smarter for me not to pay attention.
I think that's why the NFL promotes flag football now, too, right? Safer for kids who want to, like, be athletic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's running and jumping and all kind of stuff. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to getting hurt just for showing off or something, you can ruin your body by the time you're 18 and you're...
Oh, and a lot of them do.
Absolutely.
A lot of them do, you know, with the dream that they're going to make it big time someday, when, of course, even if they don't ruin their body, the odds that they're going to be selected to be pro-level football player, very, very, very slim. If they do ruin their body, they're definitely not going to get selected for that. And then what? You just got some brain damage or, you know, whatever other issues
that just a little bit of brain damage.
Yeah. For the rest
right,
of your life.
Yeah, it's a good idea to not be paying attention to that junk. But, you know, my issue right now, you know, if you look at the whole issue of the impeachment. Now, I know you all are libertarians and you don't believe in government and all this sort of thing.
This is like the one topic that's even less interesting to me than you know,
the
football. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you and I, even though you don't believe in it,
believe
own
in what?
The government.
The government.
Yeah, we the people
oh.
own the government, and we the people need to protect.
It?
We need to protect our stuff, right? Do you, when you're driving the car, do you believe that you have faith in that bridge, or is it a good idea to allow just the free market to try to be building bridges?
I want you to, before you go on, I want you to prove you own the government.
Well, out here in San Francisco, election day, we usually get about an 85% success rate. So
what does that even mean?
What?
85% success at what? What does that even mean?
That we know that we can trust who's managing our property. Like the bridges. Do you want an uninspected, like Rand Paul? You know, he's one of your gods, right?
No, I'm sorry, I have to disown Rand Paul. Rand Paul has said himself he is not a libertarian. No, you could not stick us with Rand Paul. Go to the GOP with that. I will talk about libertarians. I'm not going to sit here and represent Rand Paul.
Well, I don't know what Ron has to say about it, but the fact is that this idea of disowning your property, you know, you do own it, whether you believe it or not. And if you just give up on the management of it and you allow a bunch of scoundrels to get in there and then you complain about it, you're not a very good citizen.
Let me address your bridge question, because I have a great story for that. I moved to New Hampshire from Hawaii, and this was local news at the time. and this is for all my, like, but what about the roads people and who will take care of that? So on one of the outer islands, I believe it was Kauai, a storm rolled in and wiped out the bridge. And it was like the one bridge connecting the populace, right, the people of mm-hmm. the town, with the businesses across the bridge. Now, the businesses couldn't get customers because the bridge was out, and so they waited and waited for the government to step in, fulfill their role to manage the bridge, put up a new bridge, and the government didn't do it. So guess who did?
The business owners.
The business owners, mm-hmm. right, the competing businesses on that strip pooled their resources and rebuilt the bridge
Damn.
To connect them to their customers so they can go on with their business.
Yeah, but Richie, these business owners... hold on. I'm gonna channel David here for just a moment. But these business owners, they don't care about the customers. They didn't have the bridge inspected. They didn't have, standards. They just put up some rickety old bridge, and it fell in on itself
next week, right?
It did not fall in.
If I fall off the bridge on the way to your business, I'm not going to buy anything because I'm going to drown instead.
So that's
part of it. They care about that, if nothing else.
That's the beautiful thing about capitalism in general. Right, they don't have to care about their customers.
Give me a second example of that ever happening. In other words, out here in California, that did happen here. We had a devil slide in, I think it was the 92 El Nino, and it washed out Devil Slide, and they had to actually end up building a tunnel rather than fixing Devil Slide. And Devil Slide was out for like 3 years, and you had to go south, I think it was to Highway 92, which was like 40 miles south, in order to get across that mountain range. And so you couldn't drive from Pacifica, which is just about near the airport at San Francisco. You couldn't get in from that direction. You had to go like 40 miles south and then double back up for the whole coastline.
Well, why did it take so long?
That doesn't actually support your position, because the government bridge took 3 years, or tunnel, whatever it ended up being. The government road was out for 3 years. That's a failure
of government. You'd have to see Devil Slide. It had always been dangerous from the 20s. And there were always
avalanches. Why did they build a dangerous road? Why did the state build a dangerous road?
The mountain goes straight to the edge of the ocean. And in order to go around it, you had to go on Devil Slide. And Devil Slide finally gave way in a big 92 tsunami, not a tsunami, just series of erosion.
But you said they replaced it with a tunnel, so that's not the only way to do it.
Well, I don't want to get sidetracked, because I'm the impeachment to me is that we
what the hell
people,
does that have to do with the impeachment?
Trump
well, he started
is
with
supposed
the impeachment.
To be managing our property, our stuff. Devil Slide.
I don't want him to manage my stuff. He's a failed businessman.
So you would give up on your stuff, your birthright, in order to allow a scandal?
What are you talking about? I don't want a failed business. I do not want a failed businessman or any other politician to manage my stuff. But I don't
and
consider.
I don't either.
I don't consider
David.
About. I don't consider my stuff to be what the government claims as theirs.
Well,
what
you're giving up your birthright for a
bunch. I don't want a bunch of bridges. Okay, I don't make money off of that. Right?
Okay,
like, am I going to get a cut? Do I get a piece of the action from all the tolls that they're collecting? Because I'm still waiting on that check. When's that going to come through?
Did you ever read about Esau and giving up his birthright for a bowl
of beans?
I don't
know. It sounds boring. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president's pre-Super Bowl interview. President Trump sitting down with Sean Hannity on Fox, discussing a host of topics, including impeachment and his Democratic rivals. There is an 8th confirmed case of the coronavirus here in the United States, a male college student in Massachusetts. More than 14,000 cases worldwide. More than 300 people have died now in China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visiting Kazakhstan as the country shares a 1,000-mile border with China. He's there discussing the coronavirus.
The United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention maintains a presence in your country here in Kazakhstan. We're helping your Ministry of Health track potential cases, and we're translating our CDC guidelines into Russian for your government.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got some news related to the Super Bowl that we're discussing here tonight, including some interesting economic factors that Richie is sharing with us from the Foundation for Economic Education. That's still to come here. We got more. I think we barely even started that list.
Yeah, got 2 out of 12.
Right. So we'll get into that a little bit deeper. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Plus, another story that Michael Hampton suggested from Miami about a police union that is upset over a Super Bowl advertisement that is apparently going to focus on a cop that killed somebody. So that's an unusual topic to be broached in a Super Bowl advertisement.
They're allowing the ad to go through, or this ad is getting banned for something?
Apparently the same ad played during the NFC Championship game.
Okay. Well,
so we'll tell you about that on the way as well. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I just saw today the gentleman who's behind Liberty.menu. He was actually at Alt Expo giving a presentation. It wasn't about Liberty.menu, but he was talking talking about mesh networking, which is a really interesting topic. And he's one of the doers up here for sure. Patrick is the guy behind Liberty.menu, and it's a great site that allows libertarians to create, let's say, like an entry into a business directory, or maybe you've got an event that you want to promote to other liberty-minded folks, or a digital content of some sort, perhaps a show that you do that you want people to know about. Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You can put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. And if you want, you can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile there, because we can't give you a discount. The site is free to use. So unless you don't want some free publicity for yourself and your business, then you should get over to liberty.menu and get yourself and the things that you do added to the site, liberty.menu. All right, so did you guys want to say more about David in San Francisco? I mean, because, you know, this whole idea that the government is owned by us and that we have some sort of a birthright to its
bridges.
That
was a little weird. I mean, that's like, what's the birthright? What do you have a birthright to? He's not on the air to answer that, but...
Well, he was suggesting that the bridges would be unsafe in the hands of Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, no, he said it would be safe.
I mean, I'm glad that they have safe bridges where he lives, but that's not the case everywhere in the U.S. So that's really not a great example to use as to why the government would do things better than the private market. Not
that
anything is.
I've got to come up with two examples now.
Yeah, well, and the private market, and you guys touched on this, has an incentive to build things safely because they don't want to kill their customers, because that's bad publicity. You know, you mentioned it was all about profit, but it's also to some extent about the publicity behind it, which obviously if you don't have good publicity, you don't make
your profit,
a profit.
Though, is why. Yeah. It's not just like over, you know, being an attention seeker.
Yeah, people want to service their customers well, so their customers will come back.
Right.
And they will tell their other friends that they had a good experience, and, you know, falling off of a bridge because it was unsafe is generally not going to result in good reviews for whoever it was that created that. So the marketplace can create bridges. In fact, the government doesn't hire government to build bridges. The government people hire people from the market to build bridges, construction companies and such, who usually have some sort of nepotism deal.
Right, I was going to say,
at some point, you're not part of the market anymore.
If you're only a government contractor, you mean?
If you're a government contractor who does road work, and that's mainly or all of what you do, you're not, that's not the market. That's just the government with silly paperwork.
A lot of the companies will do private work. Just what percentage of private work versus government work, you'd have to get their numbers.
So if you have a job at Microsoft and you work for the post office on the weekends, you're still a government employee on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're still not, that's still not part of the market.
I guess, but if you're a road builder, the likelihood is the vast majority of your work is going to come from government.
From the government, sure. Yeah. But if you're a construction... You know, if you're building buildings, then it may not be the case.
That's true.
And bridges, I mean, those are probably mostly going to be government contracted work, but, you know, maybe not in all cases, for instance.
I want to touch on the capitalism aspect as well, briefly, because that's one of the things, like, you mentioned it, and I agree with it, right? Those companies are focused on the profit motive. Even the example that I gave, right, they built the bridge because they needed to get customers to their store so that they could make money and make a profit. And there are some people, and I've heard this from tech shows that I listen to in California, as a bad thing about capitalism, because people are only out for a profit, which is why certain things need to be put in the government sector, because the government...
Because profit's bad.
Because profit's bad. And if you put it in the government sector, they can look out for the people without worrying about the profits. But I go, the beautiful thing about capitalism is, you know, free market capitalism, if you want to take it that far, is if companies are looking out for the profits, the best way to get those profits is to take care of your customers.
That's right.
And so there's an incentive for them to take care of customers to reach their goal of profits.
The only way that that's usually reverted or subverted is if you can make profit by having a government deal.
Right.
Where you can make way more than you would otherwise be able to make in the marketplace when you would be subject to real competition. And you can get paid regardless of how people feel about the work that you've done. So, you know, there's some real problems with these government road contracts, for instance.
Right.
So, like, there was a bridge that they put in on Route 9 here in New Hampshire that took a good chunk of the year that they just had this part of the road shut down, and there was this little convenience store that was on the side of the road there that is now out of business as a result of that.
And get customers there.
Even though the customers weren't, they weren't diverted too far away from the convenience store, but it was, and in fact, the way that the traffic diversion went, all the diverted cars kind of came back right after the convenience store, and there was still a sign there that, hey, we're still open,
yeah.
But it was just that much more inconvenient to where it pushed them over the edge and they went out of business during that time frame. And the government doesn't care about that. They don't have any concern for what they've done to that business. They just, hey, we got to put a bridge in. Got to do what we got to do.
It's going to take as long as it takes.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, that was out for like a year.
Yeah, a good chunk of time. So,
and I think people listening, when you say a bridge, they're thinking of like a bridge that's like over a lake or something.
It was
less than half a mile. It was less than a quarter
of
a mile.
Yeah, not even a quarter
of a mile. It was like a bridge section.
It was a bridge over a river. A tiny little, you know, river.
Yeah, not even a big river.
So for the convenience store, right, would it then have been worth it for the convenience store to pay to put the bridge, a half a mile bridge, for that one little business? Or would that be considered like a market failure because no one singular business would pay for that? And if there's no other businesses in the area.
Yeah, there weren't any other businesses really in the area. I mean, there might have been in some of the little towns that were somewhat nearby, but as far as on the actual road itself.
Yeah.
That was the only one.
That would some people would use that as an argument for the government then.
Well, but, okay, but then, so sometimes the market tells you no. So maybe you can't afford to live in the middle of nowhere and have only one business in the middle of nowhere and have all this space to yourself. Maybe you need, you know, five other people in general vicinity.
Sure.
Just because you can do something under statism doesn't mean the market's failing when it doesn't subsidize you to do that thing. Because if they can't afford to do the repairs themselves, then they're to some degree being subsidized.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah, I mean, who knows whether that business would have even existed in the first place under a true market situation, because where would the roads be built if they weren't being politically determined?
Well, if the roads were already built, the business would put would put a business next to a road.
Sure.
It's when this disaster happens, what's the incentive for the business to do? Is it to close up? Is it to move someplace else? Because, you know, without the government fixing the bridge, they're not going to fix the bridge,
mm-hmm.
right? So then you find other alternatives to keep your business going.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves, 855-450-3733. And further, if it were done in the marketplace, maybe it would have been done faster, and maybe they would have been able to stay alive. 855-450-FREE, like they could have had a contracted date, whereby which if they didn't finish by that date, they'd give money to the business or something like that. Who knows what could have been come up with. It's Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Live Sunday edition of the program. You're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on the Super Bowl economics. You got 12 different kind of interesting things.
Facts and figures, money issues.
And by the way, it's Ian here with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Want to say thanks to RV Chris, who is a gold amplifier. That's Chris with a K. RV Chris is helping us out with the amp program, and gold means that RV Chris is paying $10 a month to join the amp program. We only ask for $5, but thank you, RV Chris, for doing double. We really appreciate it. It's a way for you to help us get on more radio stations, which are now at 204 radio stations across the United States and beyond as well, because we go all the way out to Guam with our stations. So if you want to join the AMP program like RV Chris, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there using your credit card or PayPal or Bitcoin BTC, and you'll get some cool perks too. You get some bennies as a result of joining the AMP program, like access to the supporters chat rooms on our Discord forum, our Discord chat server, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We do have some callers on the line here. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to throw out there about these bridges and such?
No, I think that's
no, it's just run-of-the-mill statism.
All right, here we go to Paul in Paradise, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Ian. I just got back from a trip to China.
Oh.
I was on my way to Wuhan, China, for a family reunion. I'm married into a large Chinese family, and we're going to meet. And I wanted to go to Wuhan because I used to work on the Union Pacific Railroad, and Wuhan has all these bullet trains going north, south, east, and west, and I wanted to see them. Mm-hmm. I get there, the last bus ride before I get to Wuhan, somebody notices that my visa has expired. And so they send me away. They say, sorry, you cannot go to Wuhan because your visa has expired. So
this was just a travel visa? Like you?
Yeah. And so, okay.
How long? I don't know. I've never had a visa travel document before. How long do these things normally get issued to cover?
Oh, well, mine was not expired. It wasn't in my pocket. It was I'd left it home on my old passport. So, yes, they don't normally last 10 years.
So, hold on. You made it all the way to China without the visa, and then you returned back when you tried to get to Wuhan?
Yeah, all you need is a passport to get that far.
Okay.
And he actually told me, you know, you could have gone on that bus, and nobody probably would have noticed. You could have made it all the way to Wuhan. My point is that I'm a doctor, and I actually know something about the coronavirus.
Okay.
So I was not going there to find out about the coronavirus. I didn't know about it.
So it was this happened to you before the news broke about the coronavirus? This was still recent, but just before the news?
Yeah, just days before.
Uh-huh.
We got out of there just about the time the news was breaking.
So you feel fortunate to have gotten out early because of your expired visa?
Yeah. Karma.
Well, yeah, kudos. So,
yeah.
And lucked out.
So
I now, one of the reasons I'm calling is to tell you what the cure is for the coronavirus.
Okay.
Orange juice and vitamin C.
Oh, that's very close.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what the chemical structure of blood is compared to mother's milk?
I don't.
Compared to pee?
Nope.
Blood, mother's milk, and pee are all chemically the same. So if anybody wants to avoid the coronavirus, all they have to do is start drinking their own perfect pee.
Are you serious?
Well, here's what happens.
Come on,
when
man.
You get.
I'll take the orange juice.
What is your doctorate in?
Naturopathic medicine, but here's what happens when...
So you're not a doctor.
Here's what happens when you get the coronavirus. Immediately your body produces a thing called antineoplastins that you can Google antineoplastins. You'll see what they are. They were discovered 30 years ago, yet nobody knows what they are. If you have cancer and you start drinking your own perfect medicine, it will cure your cancer, and it will also
so
cure
you're one
the
of these people that believes that the consuming of one's own urine is a panacea. It is going to solve all of one's ills.
Look, if it's all the same, I cut my finger and drink my own blood. Yeah. It probably tastes a little bit.
Well, there's a movie about it, 127 Hours. Did you see the movie 127 Hours?
About somebody who drinks their own urine?
I think that was the one with the dude
got his
arm stuck
in the boulder.
Well, I
try not to get my medical information from movies. Worst case scenario, I'll go to Google Scholar, but like that's about as low as I'll go with that.
We did meet a guy once at Anarchapulco. We interviewed him, but it wasn't about this topic, even though I really did want to talk to him about
and
this.
He went, excuse me, I'm thirsty, and then filled
he
up his own
He said that he just came back from the bathroom and that he had consumed his own urine there and that he was saying the exact same things that Paul is here, just swearing up and down that is, you know, this thing that will solve all of people's health problems. Why is this not more widely known? I mean, if this is truly a solution, you would think that people around the world would be embracing it, despite the fact that it is horrifyingly sounding disgusting.
That'll stop a lot of people right there.
But look, dude, if it were true that cures cancer or whatever, then I bet you there's some people that would down a glass or more than one if they needed to, rather than go through chemotherapy, right?
Like, can we distill it or flavor it in some way? Then?
Right,
then we can talk.
Well, I flavor it with powdered chocolate. I just bring powdered chocolate. There's a book about it called The Golden Fountain by Van der Kroon from Amsterdam, K-R-O-O-N. It's an excellent science book. And I have spent 35 years in the California prison system talking to prisoners. So a lot of the prisoners with diseases like AIDS, and I have probably close to 1,000 patients in the California prison system who use it because it's the best medicine they're going to get in prison.
So
but,
urine is a cure for AIDS or just...
It's a tonic that helps your immune system rebuild.
Why would the...
Your immune system, even in, like, the best shape, is not going to fight off AIDS by itself.
Why would the product that your body has rejected... That's what the point of urine is. It's like, okay, well, we've used up whatever nutrients and things that you've put in your body, and this is the waste that we're going to reject. Why would that all of a sudden be considered, or why are you saying that that is some sort of magical cure-all?
Yeah, why not just absorb it initially?
We have medical books that go back 5,000 years where it's been used. I traveled across Russia and Mongolia and China.
I don't trust 5,000-year-old doctors. But okay. That seems like the worst place to get medical information in this day and age.
Let me finish my sentence. When I got off the train in Mongolia and transferred to the train in China, there was a three-story building in China labeled Urine Therapy Clinic, where they were teaching people all over China practice it. India, you know, Mahatma Gandhi did it. Brazil, Japan, all over the world where I've been. People are doing it. Millions of people do it. Why? Because it's free. And because it works.
Because it's free is right. Millions of people do a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah. Just because people do. That's a argumentum ad populum. It's a logical fallacy to say that a thing is a good idea because a lot of people have done that thing. I got to say, this is a tough one that you're going to have a hard time persuading people about. I mean, it seems very counterintuitive. That's not to say that it may not be true. I mean, maybe you're onto something there,
I'll go ahead and say it is not true. Like, I don't care if I'm not a doctor. I will go on record. This is not
medical advice for Melody.
Yes, it is.
if you see the movie, you probably saw the movie. You don't remember 127 hours.
I'm pretty sure I don't remember.
I don't think I've seen the movie, but I think this is the one where the guy like falls and like gets his arm stuck in between the boulder. Am I correct, caller?
Exactly. And he lived 5 days with no water, and he had an empty canteen, and he did what's called medically a transformation. Blood and urine are the same thing. So if you drink your urine and you've lost half your blood, which he did, the body will transform the urine into blood instantly, and that saved his life.
The body will produce new blood when it's low on blood. It might not always have time to do that before you bleed out, but that's just what the body does all by itself.
The only thing I will grant to that is it may prevent dehydration.
It's something you're putting in your body, right. You know, better than nothing. And
better than nothing.
Desperate circumstance. But that doesn't mean this dude, like, you know, in the movie, continued the process of drinking his own urine. Yeah. You know, they got him back home. Dude, you want to go to McDonald's and get a hamburger? He's like, no, it's okay. I can just go home and drink.
For survival when you're stuck between a boulder for however 147 hours, maybe I'll give it to you.
Thanks for the call, Paul. I wasn't expecting that one tonight. Hour number two is on the way. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-4.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO.